Hey guys, this is Deb, and I'm a dating coach, and you're listening to my podcast, Debbie Does Dating. Today's episode is Looking and Feeling Good Again with Jamie Anderton.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson, sponsored by Dating by Deb.
Okay, today I have a special guest, and I'm so excited to introduce you to her. I went to lunch with her and was so fascinated by her knowledge about fashion and feelings and how they relate. So, this is Jamie Anderton. Hi, Jamie.
Hi there.
How are you?
I am so good. I'm so excited to be here with you.
I am super excited, too. So, Jamie, on every podcast that I do an awkward dating moment. So, since you are my guest, do you have an awkward dating moment you can share?
Well, I have lots, but okay. I'll narrow it down to the one.
Like me. Okay.
So when I was in high school, I was very clumsy. I still am. It's just, you know, who I am.
Yeah.
But when I was in high school, every single date that I got picked up on for a dance, I fell down the stairs.
Oh, wait.
Every time.
Like when they came to get you and you were walking down.
In my dress. In fact, my senior cotillion, I ripped my dress when I fell down the stairs. Yeah.
Oh, it was how awesome. Embarrassing.
Yeah. Yeah.
Every single time?
So every single time.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
As a young girl, like, I went to one dance, but I would always dream of walking down the stairs. We didn't even have stairs in my house, so it was good that I didn't get asked, but I dreamed of walking down the stairs and having the guy look at you and think you're so beautiful, and you did that, but you rolled down.
I fell down every time. Oh, yeah, it was good.
That is super awkward, but awesome. I mean, it makes for a good story.
It makes for a good story. It's fine.
That is great. Thank you for sharing that.
You're so welcome.
Okay, why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself and then tell us what you do.
Okay, so I am a mom of five kiddos. Mm-hmm. I live in Wellsville, Utah. I have been in this industry since I was 15 years old.
So wow, I've been this doing industry, this for the fashion industry?
Fashion industry.
Nice.
My first job was at Nordstrom when I was 15.
Wow.
It's just always been a passion of mine. It's always been something I've wanted to do. And when I was in high school, I wanted to be a fashion consultant.
Oh, wow.
And then I got married right out of high school. So
I know the feeling.
Yeah, some of those things just kind of, you know, go out the window and get put on the back burner.
Yeah, either get put on the back burner or go out the window.
Right, right.
So in high school, were you like super in style?
I don't know that I would say that. I mean, I think I always loved clothes, but I wasn't really like, I wasn't popular, if that's the right word anymore.
Did you have to have name brand stuff?
No.
Okay.
I worked at Vanity and Nordstrom, so I had a lot
Vanity.
Of, yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Z Cavaricci's.
Oh, wow.
That's aging me. So it wasn't a have to have, but, you know, I always wanted them.
Yeah, yeah.
But I grew up in a home where we had no money.
Okay.
You know, we just didn't. That we got a very minimal amount to go shopping with, and I tried to make the best of what I could with that money. And I would just try to get some things that I enjoyed and liked that I could kind of mix and match and wear lots of different ways.
Oh, that's where the creativity comes in.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Okay, so then when you got married, what happened?
So then when I got married, I took a class and did nails for 25 years. And in between that, I did a lot of retail jobs because I just couldn't let it go. I loved it so much. Worked at Buckle for a little while.
Can I ask you, what did you love so much about it?
There is nothing more than helping a woman feel beautiful. There's nothing better than that. It's the best feeling on the planet. And being able to show them that they can go out of their box, out of their little comfort zone, and find something that they're going to feel amazing in, that's like
Awesome.
The best thing ever.
And that's what you liked all those years?
Yes.
And
even when I worked at Buckle, I did it very part-time because I had kids. And retail, it didn't work with my schedule as a mom, you know?
Yeah.
And so it was pretty part-time. I pretty much had my own hours there because I made appointments for women to come in, fit them, and try stuff on them, and all of that good stuff. And so
Wow.
That's kind of what I did. And then I heard about this amazing clothing line called Cabbie. Mm-hmm. I went to a fun little trunk show that my friend had at her house and was introduced to the brand and fell in love with the clothes. And I thought, this is perfect for me because I can do what I love and do it on my terms.
You could plan your own, set your
plan
own hours.
My own schedule, do everything the way that I want to do it. And I can add the services that I want to add, like closet transformations and things, which I think we're going to talk about a little bit later. So now I get to do what I love. And I will never forget, let's see, how old am I? I might as well just put it out there. I'm 45.
Nice.
When I was 39 for my 39th birthday, my husband made my kids all go around the table. And I had just started Cabbie.
Okay.
And my husband made the kids all go around the table and say something nice about me.
Okay. Well, fun.
And my one son said, I am just so glad that mom has finally found what makes her happy. And it was just the coolest thing because I, you know, for so long as a mom, we kind of
lose ourselves.
We lose ourselves. Mm-hmm. We everything is for our kids. And it was so cool to have that moment to be like, yes, you can do what you want to do and you can still be a good parent.
Yeah. And so, that your son recognized that.
Yeah, it was really
cool. That is awesome.
Yeah.
All right. What do you do now?
So now I still sell for Cabbie for the clothing line that's based out of L.A., but my main focus is doing closet transformations.
Okay. I really love that closet transformations. Yes.
So I used to call it closet audits when I first started because that's kind of what people knew it as.
Uh-huh.
But it sounds so negative.
It does.
Audits have like a negative connotation, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's
thought...
It's not warm and fuzzy.
No. And so I go into people's closets and I transform. I don't organize. I'm not a closet organizer.
Okay.
I go in and I help you get rid of the stuff that you no longer feel good in.
Okay.
So it's all about what makes you feel good.
So do you go through and just take out every piece?
Yes.
So you take out the piece and ask them,
how do you feel in this item of clothing? How does it make you feel when you put this on? And a lot of times I can tell pretty quickly, you know, they'll pull it out and their shoulders will slump and just kind of be like, ugh,
they don't,
you know, they have that.
It.
Yeah. And I'm like, well, that goes to the pile. If that's the first thing that you're going to do when you pull that out, we know you don't feel good in that. So we get rid of the things you don't feel good in. I'm not there to update your closet necessarily.
Like to make sure everything's in style.
No,
or whatever.
No.
I
if
like
you have
that.
Something in your closet that you've had for 20 years, but you feel amazing in it, it should stay in your closet.
That's awesome. So have you come across some pretty vintage or amazing or crazy things that people feel good in?
I've come across some pretty vintage things, but it's been fun to kind of reinvent it and make it new again. So I've just found new things.
So how do you do that? How do you reinvent it? Like with new shoes or... What?
I pair it differently than they would have ever thought of. That's what I get to do, is I get to go through and find the things that they feel good in, and then we just create a whole bunch of new ways to wear them.
Wow.
So essentially, it's like tripling your wardrobe without having to buy anything.
Nice.
It's awesome.
That sounds amazing.
So I just pair them differently, and a pair of shoes will completely change an outfit. So sometimes I'll pair it with different shoes that they wouldn't have thought of and things like that. So,
do you have places that you recommend to get shoes or certain kinds of shoes?
Nordstrom Rack is my favorite.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
They have tons of shoes.
They have tons of shoes. They're really good quality, but they're not as expensive. So a lot of times I will just send links because I can visualize it in my head like, oh, these would be the perfect shoes with this outfit. That's where I started in Nordstrom, was in shoes.
Oh, okay.
So shoes are kind of a big deal to me.
They're your thing.
They're my thing. Mm-hmm. I know the different brands. I know which ones are the comfortable ones. If I, you know, if I have somebody that's like, I can't wear heels, I need comfort. I'm like, well, just because it's comfort doesn't mean it has to be grandma shoes.
Yes.
Like, we can get you some cute things that are not grandma shoes.
Yeah, which is good because years ago, thinking of comfort shoes made me think of those orthopedic, those white nurse shoes.
For
those would look great.
Yes, for sure. For sure.
Yeah, that's funny. That sounds like such a fun industry and fun niche that you have to do closet transformations. Okay, so what is your typical client look like?
My typical client is usually a woman in her, I would say probably 40s. somebody who's, you know, a lot like me, that's had kids and mm-hmm. kind of lost herself and doesn't feel good. And mm-hmm. that's my typical client. And really, the ones that I love to work with are the ones that are like new moms that have just had a baby and they don't feel good about themselves. Aww. Because they've gained a lot of weight.
Yeah, or, that's hard.
Yeah. Or someone who's just going through menopause and they've mm-hmm. gained a lot of weight. And mm-hmm. I have this one lady that I was able to help that she used to stand in front of her closet and just uh-huh. cry.
Aww.
She had been an athlete. She had been a runner.
Okay.
And she'd go and stand in front of her closet every morning and just cry. She was going through menopause and she'd gained all this weight, nothing fitter. She just didn't feel good about herself. Mm-hmm. She felt horrible. And she had had some surgeries and things. Okay. She had some shoulder issues and stuff. And I was able to go in her closet and help her. We whittled it down. I told mm-hmm. her, anything that makes you feel bad about yourself, even if it's something that you're trying to get back into eventually, it can't be in your closet. We can put it in a bin.
Because that just reminds you.
Because it just reminds you and makes you feel bad. And that's not mm-hmm. how you want to start the day.
So even if she wanted to save things because she wanted to get down mm-hmm. back down to that size, mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. so you took those and put them in a bin?
In a bin, yep. Okay. They went in the basement, so she wasn't looking at them every day.
Okay.
And then the stuff that she did like, I showed her many different ways to wear them. I'm like, you could pair this top with this and this and this and with these different pants and some things that she was just like, I never would have done that.
Really?
I never would have done that. And I hear that a lot. I never would have done that. That's not something I even would have thought about. And so it's really fun.
So have you been able to follow up with her and see if she's...
Yes, she is a client of mine that I see quite often, actually. In fact, her husband purchases from me every Mother's Day and Christmas because he came in the room when we were doing the closet transformation mm-hmm. and said, I am totally on board with this. I can hear you. I am on board with this. You are awesome. I'm so glad you're here. And
he just probably wanted his wife to feel better.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sweet. So you told us your typical client and your favorite client, mm-hmm. but I want to talk about that in a minute. So what do you feel are your strengths? You told me one of them that I was amazed at, where you said that you can look at a body type mm-hmm. and know what clothes would mm-hmm. look good.
Mm-hmm.
So I am super tall.
Yes, you are.
I'm 6'1". Mm-hmm. What would you put me in?
So you are a rectangle shape.
Okay.
So I would want to create a waist for you.
Okay.
So I would probably, you know, put on maybe some jackets and things that are maybe a little bit longer to give you a little bit more proportion because you are taller.
Mm-hmm.
Something that's kind of nipped in at the waist to kind of give you a waist.
Mm-hmm.
I think you would look amazing in a wide leg trouser with a heel. And I know to you that probably sounds like that's going to give me legs for days and I'm going to wear heels.
So what I picture is me looking like Gumby.
No.
What?
Okay,
I'll try it.
You need to own your height how beautiful you are.
Okay. Yes. All right, I'll try it.
Yes.
Okay, so other strengths?
I would say I'm really good at loving women.
Oh, that's perfect.
Like, I see the beauty in every woman that I talk to or look at.
Wow.
And I don't know if it's like as I get older, mm-hmm. I just think every woman is beautiful no matter what.
Yes.
And mm-hmm. I just...
We are.
Dang it.
We're gorgeous and amazing.
That's right. And so I want to help them see that. That's generally one of the questions I ask them.
Mm-hmm.
What is your favorite part of your body?
I love that question.
What is something you feel really good about?
Are they able to tell you or do they have a hard time coming up with...
Sometimes I have to coax them. Okay. Sometimes I have to coax them and point out what it is that I see.
Okay.
So, for example, that woman that I helped in her closet.
Mm-hmm. The athlete. The former athlete. Okay.
She has got the best booty on the planet.
Oh, like, really?
Seriously?
And did she think that that wasn't... What's the word?
Did she not think that it was a strength? I think she could see it because her husband would comment on that. And all of her friends, we've done cabbie shows at her house now where she's tried on stuff. And all of us are just like, oh, my gosh.
So those pants on you
are amazing.
So how do you dress her?
That's what I find. I find things that are going to show off her booty. So
nice. Is she comfortable with that?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, good.
Yes, she is now. She's definitely got more confidence than she's had. But we find jeans that are going to kind of cinch in more at the waist, but give you a little bit more room through your hips and thighs and booty.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
So we find things to show that off.
I bet it's so fun to see the transformation or to see them feel like stand up straighter and see more confidence.
Yes.
In how they feel in themselves. That's so great. We're each given like the strengths or qualities. Mm-hmm. We're all different. Mm-hmm. And, you know, who's to say that one's better than the other?
And even my tiniest clients who are a size 0 to a size 2 have something about their body that they don't like.
Yes.
Like, we all have these insecurities. And so that's what I love. I love bringing out the strengths and this is what you have. So let's show it off. That's why with you, you have these gorgeous long legs. Let's show them off, Deb.
Okay. All right. I will. I'll start wearing super mini skirts.
I love it.
Just kidding. I can promise I won't do that. Maybe some mini skirts with like leggings.
There you
go.
Or tights.
Tights. The thicker tights.
Yes.
Okay.
Maybe even some with some patterns.
I'll consider it.
Yeah. I like it.
Okay. You told me what your mantra is, and I think that you mentioned it the first, but tell us again.
I believe that every woman should feel beautiful in every season of her life, whether she is a grandma that's 93 or a teenager that's a senior in high school.
That is such a great mantra to have. I believe that too. So every season and every, I don't know, because our bodies change through our lives.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember when I was in high school, I was super, super skinny and I was this tall. So where other girls would probably think that they wish they were as skinny as me, I didn't like it at all because I was different and I was shy. The only thing that I would get as far as that goes is girls would say, "You're so skinny, you make me sick." And to me, that was like, I don't know if they were trying to compliment me, but to me, it was like, I hated it. So I researched what foods were fat foods and I just ate. I ate Twinkies. I even learned that the sesame seeds on buns had lots of fat. So I would buy those and just eat them. And I just couldn't until now. Now I'm fine.
You're gorgeous.
No more sunflower those seeds. Thank you. All right. Well, I want to get into what you do in relation to dating and how we can help singles. Mm-hmm. But we ran out of time for this episode. So we'll do another episode with you as it relates to dating. Because I think you have some amazing stories and some really great things that we can share with our single friends.
So, I would love to.
Yeah. So tune in next time with Jamie and we'll talk about how we can help you with your wardrobe and also how you feel about yourself and some tips that you can do as it relates to dating. So in the meantime, happy dating. Hey, are you spinning an indecision? Maybe you're stuck wondering where or how to move forward. Or are you at the point where you can just take one day at a time? I'm a dating coach and I can help. In my one-to-one coaching calls, we'll talk about where you are now, where you want to be, and how I can help you get there. We can do this. I believe in you. Do you want dating tips, funny stories, and real-life experiences on the joys and sorrows of being single? Follow me on Instagram, Dating by Deb, and please interact. I love socializing with you.
Debbie Does Dating with your host, Debbie Clawson. Sponsored by Dating by Deb.